Steve Miggs, last weekend, the big talk was Kermit the Frog.
Yes, it was.
Kermit was trending because he ended up delivering the 2025 commencement speech at the University of Maryland. Go Terps.
You're all here to listen to a frog in a very tiny cap and gown give a commencement speech on, what's actually turned out to be a pretty beautiful evening.
None of us were there, obviously, but we found somebody who was. She's a student. Her name is Helen, and her Instagram bio will sum it up best for you. She is girl with the Kermit grad cap, and we have Helen on the phone right now. Good morning, Helen.
Good morning.
Now, Helen, if you believe some of the idiots that are in media, how insulted were you that Kermit the Frog delivered your commencement speech?
Oh, my God. Yeah, you know, I definitely would have much rather had some random CEO that I'm not going to remember the name of in 20 years.
That was the part that was just so insane. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. How cool is it that Kermit the Frog delivered your commencement speech?
It was genuinely, like, the best option. The day that they started teasing the announcement, I remember texting one of my friends and I was like, are they actually getting Kermit the Frog to do our speech? Like, that is crazy.
So Helen, to paint the picture, you had a Kermit the Frog on top of your grad cap, kind of wrapped around the cap there. How many days in advance did you start building your grad cap?
Honestly, it was a lot more last minute than it probably seemed. I had kind of been putting it off because with the weather forecast that week, I didn't want to like put a bunch of work into my grad cap and then have it get rained on and destroyed.
Right.
So then when they finally were like, we're going to move the commencement back a day and hope that it's not pouring down rain, I was like, okay, I have this Kermit the Frog stuffed animal that I used for my graduation photos. It would be kind of cute if I just had him hanging on to my cap like that.
That's awesome. When did you find out that Kermit is going to do the commencement speech? Because I didn't know about it until it happened.
Oh, God. They announced it like, let me see. I found the announcement. Yeah, it was like the end of March they finally announced the commencement speaker, and everybody was just freaking out.
So a question for you then, because you are girl with the Kermit grad cap, how many people were linking up with you wanting to get pictures with you?
Oh, my God. I got followed by multiple photographers the whole day. It was hilarious.
Out of curiosity, Helen, what'd you graduate in?
I have a degree in geology.
That's awesome. Congratulations.
So I want to play a little clip of the audio from Kermit's speech, because there was a part where I was like, man, I really resonated with this part, and I thought it was just awesome. I just want to get your take on like what was like a highlight for you, but this was a highlight for me when I was watching back the Kermit speech.
Here's a little advice if you're willing to listen to a frog. Rather than jumping over someone to get what you want, consider reaching out your hand and taking the leap side by side, because life is better when we leap together.
How about for you? What was the part that like really just like hit home for you?
I think the part that got to me the most was there was a bit where he said, like, looking out, all of you are sitting there in your caps and gowns ready to graduate, but your parents in the audience are looking at you and still seeing that little preschooler sitting in front of the TV learning the ABCs from my friend Big Bird.
Right now, you're all dressed in your caps and gowns, all grown up, but your family probably looking at you, still seeing you as that little preschooler sitting crisscross applesauce, maybe learning the alphabet from my friend Big Bird on Sesame Street. And for you, that was a lifetime ago. But for them, probably feels like yesterday.
Oh. Dude, yeah, that hit me as I have a 5-year-old, and Taryn over here has a 5-year-old as well. And I was just like, and we're already saying that time is going too fast. And when that moment happened, I'm like, I'm not ready for that. I'm not ready for my kid to graduate kindergarten, let alone college.
Having Kermit there really, I feel like, brought all of us back to being that little kid watching Sesame Street and the Muppets. And so it was kind of like a whole full circle moment.
I was wondering that about that, because like you got the idiots on social media, you got the idiots in some news organizations. Everyone's like the ones that want to make this out to like have a moment to be outraged about Kermit the Frog. But what about the students? Like, what was the overall vibe that you got from everybody? It sounds like it was an overwhelmingly positive thing to have Kermit be the commencement speaker.
Oh, yeah, definitely. There were definitely some people who were a bit upset about it because they thought it was like a bit of a cop out or lazy or whatever. But I think the majority of people were so excited about it. And I mean, if you watch like the video, every time that they showed us in the crowd, everybody's like smiling and paying attention and really happy to be there. So I think that was the overall vibe.
Well, no fairness, they wanted Fozzie to speak now.
Well, Helen, thank you so much for taking the time. Congratulations on graduating from University of Maryland. Go Terps, and wishing you all the best in your future.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right, Taryn, what about you? Put you on the spot. Okay, Kermit's living in all of our hearts and souls, but at the end of the day, he's a character on a television show. If you had to pick a fictional character, who would you want to speak at your commencement
speech? The obvious choice is Ted Lasso.
Ted Lasso! That's incredible.
Somebody needs to take advantage of that.
That would be so great.
What's it going to be for you?
Whew. You know, I mean, here's the problem. I'm such a wrestling nerd, we have a tough time. At the end of the day, they're playing characters. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, Macho Man Randy Savage is not really Macho Man Randy Savage outside. It's like Randy Poffo.
Sure.
So I want Macho Man Randy Savage. Granted, he's no longer with us, so making it a little bit even more difficult. But like, or, you know, I mean, I would say like Nature Boy Ric Flair, like full Ric Flair mode. That would be amazing. Or Alf.
From Melmac?
Yes.
Okay, now what about you? 206-803-ROCK. What fictional character would you want to have deliver your commencement speech? 206-803-ROCK.
The Daily Mix Show.